And welcome everyone to another
We Fucked Off edition again of the Hour Bomb.
Wow. You know what? I could go with that.
Fucked off again. Why that?
Because we're gonna fuck off again this week on the Hour Bomb and play Cards Against Humanity tonight, boys.
Okay. Welcome to another. I got nothing. Yeah, we'll say that. Fucked off edition of the Hour Bomb. I'm your host, the first ever. Jesus Christ, Mark.
The illustrious.
The first ever graduate of the Dave Meltzer School Reporting. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Jason Heath may or may not be prohibited from coming within 500 feet of the schoolyard. The one, the only, the man with the huge cock, the illustrious Jason Howard. Thank you. I appreciate it. My adoring fans, thank you all.
You know what? Did you see what I said earlier, Jason? Jason Heath kind of reminds me of a soccer game. You watch a bunch of guys struggle to score for 90 minutes.
Oh.
You know, I thought of someone else when I thought of that.
Yeah, who's that?
Mike.
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah. Joe. Joe, by my partner's in crime. The big bad
booty daddy. That's right, the big Gator Master's here. Hey, love me, hate me. I don't care. Y'all can go fuck yourselves.
Wow, is that a little bit of that black woman, that strong, independent black woman in you?
I don't need no man.
I hope you die from herpes.
Yeah, the jizz mopper.
Sweet Heath, Jason Heath.
Man just like bronchitis. Ain't nobody got time for that.
Do what?
Man just like bronchitis. Ain't nobody got time for that.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. You're too kind. Except you. Fuck you. My one fuck for the night.
And the guy that makes our show 25% blacker. It's a new day. Yes, it is.
Yes, the one, the only, Oklahoma Tootsie Roll, Mark Jones.
Let's go Mets.
Yes, let's go Mets.
At least I introduced Mark as three-fifths of a co-host.
Fuck you.
I thought you were going there.
You're starting already.
Oh, God.
I thought you were going there.
Oh.
How the hell you been? How you guys doing?
Doing pretty good.
That's good. That's good.
How about yourself?
I'm fantastic. And Mark, that's the only time I'm going to mention that thought. I'm sorry. I'm done.
How many blank cards did you put in the deck, Adrian?
I don't know. I put in 30.
Okay. Just checking. I don't think that's the only time we're going to hear it.
Oh, boy.
Oh, God. Heath, how you doing? You doing good?
Yeah, can't complain.
That's good. That's good. Yeah. Hey, Adrian, things going well with the new job?
Things are going fantastic with the new job.
So you're producing the jizz that Heath is mopping up, right?
Yes.
Is it real jizz or is it theatrical jizz?
It's synthetic.
Good. I was going to say, man, because that's a long... And it looks realistic because Heath still has some in his beard again tonight.
Yeah, Heath does like the flavor of it. It's mostly petroleum jelly and coconut oil.
You know, we
dig that hole deeper, dude.
It's worth it. You know, we have a friend that can't really make semen, like synthetic semen. We really do. I got nothing, guys. I got nothing. I woke up this morning with a sinus thing, and I feel like shit. So, I just, ugh.
Yeah.
I'm like.
Very phlegmy?
Yeah. No, it's just all fucking stuck in my sinuses. I can't fucking breathe. That's all.
Ugh.
Yeah, I woke up, went to bed last night.
Who's next?
I probably will tomorrow, because I just feel fucking terrible. Went to bed last night, and didn't put my mask on, because I have sleep apnea, so I sleep with my mask on. Totally forgot to put my mask on. And then woke up like this. Well, me and my wife went to our local Six Flags park last night and did the haunted houses. And it was like 38 degrees out
or
something.
Did you check out the Cubs Thunder?
Fuck you, Mark. You know, they've been having some issues with it. Anything with the Cubs logo is not used to working in October. So, I mean, they had some issues with it today. It didn't want to work. I'm just saying. Anyway, yeah, it was.
You know
was
what? Painful. I would rather see the Cubs win than the Pond Scum, though.
Let's go Royals.
Cubs are about to go down 2-0.
Oh, are they really?
It's 4-1. Bomb in top of two outs. 4-1. Top of the ninth. Mets lead.
Let's go Mets. I don't care either way. I just don't want the Cubs to win. Fuck you, Cardinal fucks. Oh, beanbags. It must suck to be a Cubs fan and live so close to Chicago. It really must. I'm sorry, buddy. Enjoy it. You're about to go down 2-0, and you're gonna lose, so it's okay.
You know what? It is the Pond Scum, though. They can blow this still.
You're right. They can't. I don't know which team I loathe more. I'm okay with anyone other than the Cubs winning, really, at this point.
So you'd rather see the So Jason, let me ask you this.
What?
Would you rather see the Patriots win the Super Bowl or the Cubs win the World Series this year?
You know, I think I'd rather see the Patriots win because I've seen it before and it wouldn't hurt as bad.
Oh, you're a dick.
Dude, What if
the Cubs, would you rather see the Cubs win and the Cowboys win the Super Bowl?
Ooh.
But yeah. If the Cubs don't win the World Series, then the Cowboys can't win the Super Bowl.
There's always next year, guys.
Oh, like Tony Romo, who's injured with a sling, telling Tom Brady, see you in February.
Yeah,
right.
Not looking so good. The Cowboys have the same record as the Rams, which is 2-suck. So I'm just saying, that doesn't look so good. Tony Romo is writing a check his ass can't cash. So not a good idea, Tony.
Well, Tony Romo will see him in February when he's sitting in the stands after the ticket Brady gave him.
Yeah, and you know Brady will send him a ticket just to be an ass, too. Oh, look at that. I came within 30 points of, yeah. Sorry.
Jason.
Yeah.
Let's get this going here, buddy.
Let's get this going. Okay, normally we would do a show. Tonight we're not doing a show. We are doing a show. We're going to do a quick show, but then we're going to play some Cards Against Humanity. So if you want to play, the link is in the chat room. If you're listening to this on the download, sorry about your damn luck. But there you go.
Say it right.
I mean, if you're a Chiefs fan, I mean, that's just asking for punishment, though. B-Max,
ooh, God, a Cubs fan and a Chiefs fan? Ugh. Oh.
Come on.
That's like jerking in all the time and like never coming. Like there's no satisfaction there.
You hate yourself.
You do.
Oh.
That's like edging yourself every time and never coming.
I mean, do you follow the NBA? Are you also a Milwaukee Bucks fan? Is that...
Do they still have a... Is that still a basketball team?
I mean, vaguely.
And if you're an NHL or a Vancouver Canucks fan, I mean, you get there and you choke.
Well, that's also
that's also the Blues, too.
Yeah. I think more of St. Louis than any other team when it comes to choking in the NHL. All right, who we got in the chat room?
Let's see. We got ourselves. We got the real clown.
Hey, ball cup to Logan.
We have B-Mags.
Beanbags.
Ball cup to him.
And that's it.
Okay.
And Mark, I'll give you a ball cup because you're on the air.
Oh, okay.
I don't know why you got a cup.
Hey, don't touch the hole.
Unless you're going to lick it, then that's okay. All right. So, we're just going to blow past everything else. Let's do our right here.
Let me tell you a secret. When I'm in bed...
Buy some shit and I'll quit playing this.
I feel so dirty.
It's not as bad as like all the other podcasts out there. That
T-shirt. Only
we have like a half hour plug before the show starts. That's all we do. We just do the one. Hey, buy us a shirt. Buy a shirt from us. We appreciate it. All right.
Or Heat's Heartthrob Boxers.
You know, I've got. Oh, wait. Hold on. I got a sponsor for the show.
Oh, really?
Speaking of that, hold on.
It's been a little while.
Dude, we have one last week. Shut up. I just got pulled up on this device because my phone.
I think
dead.
He blocked that one out of his memory.
Probably. Our bomb sponsored by Milky Lemonade because Jason Heath lactating at the Donkey Show is an image we don't need to see.
What?
Wow.
That's from our public erections director, yeah, the Rodfather. All right. Mark, you got anything else?
No.
It's okay. I'm only going to give you 3/5 of a response. Adrian, you got anything? All right. Heath, you got anything else?
No, I'm good.
I am all right.
With that, we'll start the really abbreviated show.
I'm not even starting the timer for it.
No, okay. Wonder Night Raw. Okay. Here's my what stinks. Wrestling. No, I guess we should really talk a little bit about wrestling. Oh, so hold on. Monday Night Raw.
I got to tell you, there was really only 2 good matches out of the whole show that night, in my opinion.
I took my own advice and skipped it.
Oh, God.
I had to work, and then, yeah.
I recorded it and watched the entirety of Monday Night Raw in about a half hour.
Doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, we had, like... your 2 good matches, Heath, were?
My 2 good matches I have as Randy Orton and Dean Ambrose versus The New Day.
Yeah.
I thought they did very good.
Yeah.
Going back and forth between each other on that.
Well, it's because it was New Day.
And The New Day did pick up the win, of course.
It's a New Day. Yes, it is.
And the other good match was, of course, the U.S. Open Challenge match, Ziggler versus Cena.
Yep, not a bad match there. I thought both gentlemen looked really, really strong in that match.
Glad yeah, absolutely.
But much like also in the bedroom, Cena comes out ahead.
Mickey loves that every time.
Hey, Mark Jones 2 is in the chat room. Not Mark Jones 1, Mark Jones 2.
Yeah.
Yeah, well.
Never mind. I won't go there. I do like it when you come on the show. I don't want to piss you off so bad you're going to want to come back. Just saying, if you could have it say Mark Jones 3/5, that'd be great.
Logan, it's almost kind of seems like that. His question is, anybody else think they are trying to turn Dolph into Sean? With the super kicks, it's like, it almost seems like they are trying to for some strange reason.
Yeah, we've always said he reminds us a lot of Shawn Michaels meets, it was Kurt Hennig, Shawn Michaels, and Rick Rude, wasn't it?
Billy Gunn.
A little bit of Billy Gunn in there, too, yeah.
Yeah.
If they all had a foursome and, like, spotted out a love child, there you go, it's Dolph Ziggler.
Yeah.
And his attitude and entire attitude, yeah. It does scream a little Shawn Michaels to me.
Yeah, a bit.
Let's see. I'm going through my notes from Raw, and I really don't see anything...
Maybe next week we'll get him to come out with some racing and sexy boy.
Hopefully.
Still, of course, loving the whole storyline as far as Corporate Kane and Demon Kane.
It's all right.
It's still funny. Mm-hmm.
It's tolerable.
Yeah, I did like the, Triple H and Stephanie calling in. Oh, we're going to be late. Oh, okay. Who's his opponent going against? It's me. No, Kane, I know it's you. Who's Seth Rollins fighting tonight? Me, Hunter. Kane, stop. You're breaking up. That's kind of funny. The whole thing is funny. So I do enjoy it. It's worth a laugh, but is it worth sitting there for 3 hours Raw? No.
No.
Kane fought Seth Rollins in a lumberjack match. Kane picks up the win. It was not great. The Bellas and Alicia Fox all won their matches against... Bree and Alicia beat Becky and Charlotte, which I don't understand how that goes. KO won. That's against the bright side there. Not a big fan of Braun Strowman. Just not at all. Don't like it.
No, I don't either.
Sheamus and Barrett against Neville and Cesaro. Hey, Cesaro was in a match. That's the only highlight of that one. Just not a big fan. It's so goddamn boring. We can fast forward most of it. You know, Nikki Bella beat Naomi. Whip the fucking do. That was Raw.
There just wasn't much as there's the storylines aren't particularly compelling at this point in time.
They got to do something for Survivor Series. I don't know if I can do another month of this. Well, I'm going to, but just not a big fan of it.
Yeah.
So let's move on, guys. What's the game? Okay, B-Megs, hold on. Heath, you want to send the link to B-Megs?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
He's on mobile and can't click links.
Yeah, send him. Are you friends with him on Facebook?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, send them the link on Facebook. All right.
Okay. For you, those of you that are in the chat and listening to us here, whenever I'm going to click start the game here in a minute or two, or are we waiting on that still?
We're waiting on it. We still got a couple more to go, a couple more segments.
Okay. The real clown has left the game.
Then you go back to slow burn stories and not real fast. Yeah, I agree. What stinks? I think the shorter list will be what doesn't stink. Adrian, you want to go first?
Yeah, sure. I'll go about the Divas Revolution just being more of the same crap.
Okay. Mark Jones.
So this week in TNA...
we actually threw a...
You weren't here last week, so I threw it out there for you, the TNA and the Matt Hardy shenanigan thing.
Oh, I felt so sick. That made me so sick. You have no idea.
Yeah, so I'm like, you know what, in honor of Mark Jones, I'm going to throw it out there, TNA.
Yeah.
It was so terrible.
It is. It's TNA. What do you expect?
And you heard about James Storm, and now he's now on NXT.
Allegedly.
It's
official. James Storm is now on NXT.
Yay! About time he got
this is real.
About time he got out of hell.
And Tommaso Ciampa also looks like he's actually signing an NXT contract too.
Mm-hmm. Good moves, guy.
Rick Rude being on one show one day and being on the other show the next.
Well, ain't nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, he was actually on TNA and he was on NXT the same day week.
Well, that's because they filmed that like 2 years ago.
Pretty much.
So that's why. All right, Heath.
Your ass. That's my what stinks.
Oh, Jesus fucking Christ.
Could anyone not agree with me?
Well, I'm not there, so I can't not agree with you.
Your mom didn't bitch the other day.
Let's see. From the chat, B-Mix, what stinks? Seth Rollins is in a face. Maybe.
In due time.
The real clown, what stinks? Kevin Owens can't get a legit booking push.
Yeah, he was real high up with the feud with Cena, and then that ended. And then he hasn't really been doing much, unfortunately. PW Pop, B-Mix. My what stinks is having to sit through wrestling, 3 hours of wrestling each week for like 15 minutes of watchable television.
Yeah, I mean, it's almost starting to get to the point. It's like, we'll just watch it later. You know, skip through a lot of shit.
Watch on Hulu.
I got a DVR, man. I can just DVR it and then.
Yeah.
Fast forward at my discretion. It's sad, but it's kind of how it's just been lately.
Yep. We all good there? Let's move on.
All right.
You want to do a candy digger, or do you want to go just do the Hell in a Cell picks?
We can do the Hell in a Cell picks. I was just going to work that in while we were playing the game, though.
Okay, we can do that. Anyone have a can you dig it?
Not really.
No?
Not I can think of.
No, other than Can You Dig It, The Undertaker fights Seth Rollins at Survivor Series for his 25th anniversary.
Ooh, man, I'd like to see it. You know what, I'll dig that.
The Undertaker gets a World Heavyweight title shot celebrating the 25th anniversary of his debut at Survivor Series.
I can dig that.
Loses, of course, right?
I actually don't think so.
No.
I don't think he keeps the title very long, but I think Undertaker gets one last world title win.
I would like to see Undertaker get one more, just one more. Whether or not it'll actually work, I don't know, but... Anyone else got anything?
No, that's it.
I got
Can you dig it? Undertaker's at the Mexico shows. I don't think so.
He was, actually.
Yeah.
Oh, he was?
Yeah.
He came with Kane.
Yeah, that's right. They got a win last night.
The Brothers of Destruction.
Also, WWE is trying to sign the Young Bucks and Jay Lethal. I don't know about Jay Lethal, if there's any truth to that one. It'd be great if they were.
I'm not sure about Jay Lethal.
Do I like Black Machismo?
Will they have him do that?
I have no clue. I wouldn't hold my breath.
I would not bet on it. Mm-hmm. But I could easily see him being a fourth member of the New Day.
That would be great.
Ooh, that would be very cool. I might actually get behind the New Day more.
You should be behind them already.
Nah.
Exactly.
I'm still
JC
not to that
the
point
likes
yet.
It better when the black men are behind him.
I'm just saying.
Boom!
Don't. This is no time to be sour. You must come along and feel the power.
It's a New Day. Yes, it is.
I was waiting for someone to play his music.
Sorry, hold on.
Wait, you want me to say it again? Heath.
Yes.
This is no time for you to be sour. You must rise up and feel the power.
It's a New Day. Yes, it is.
And now all Heath can think of is the Big E Little Wiggle.
All right.
God, that dance.
Yeah, I think I'm good. I think everyone's in the 10.
All right, starting now.
For those of you that have asked, yes, I'm better. I've healed up and ready to kick some ass. So, all
right.
I'm not all the way healed.
What exactly happened with that? I thought, you know, you had help from guys. What, you didn't? When you hired those guys, you didn't suck their dicks enough?
Hold on. When I was tripping on acid, blank turned into blank.
And I am the card czar.
Oh, God.
So when I was tripping on acid, blank turned into blank. Pick two.
Done. No. We haven't had another show. Next show for WPW is November 6th in Joyzeville, Illinois.
Hang on. Let me give some instructions here on this real quick. So, guys, you highlight the card you want to play and click on it, and then you click the confirm selection button, which is underneath the black card.
Gotcha, I see it.
And since this is you have to pick two, you will have to do that twice to get both of your cards in for this one.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
And now when you're the card czar, you will have to, whenever everyone's played their card, you will have to pick the one you want to pick, and then the button to pick which card will be right under there, too.
Yep.
All right. So when I was tripping on acid, a fart turned into an ass disaster. Africa turned into depression.
What the fuck?
Fuck Mountain turned into a face full of horse cum.
Wow.
And finally, sexting turned into licking things to claim them as your own. Oh, let's see here.
Today, Junior.
Gonna go with this one.
I hate you.
Yes.
Oh, standard rules apply, Heath. If you beat us, you win Jizz Jams. If you lose, yes, you lose. Ooh. That's me. What's Teach for America using to inspire inner city students to succeed? Anyway, their next show is November 6th. We haven't had a show since I got sucker punched again. 3 weeks ago? It was a week. Yeah, 3 weeks ago. So, again, we have the bounty out on Uriah. So, and we got Wapo the Bounty Hunter on the case. So we'll see.
Wapo Fett?
No, just Wapo the Bounty Hunter.
Okay.
El Chapo?
I didn't know if he wanted to use that name. I mean, it is a cool nickname. Wapo
Fett?
All right, so what's Wapo Teach for America using to inspire inner city students to succeed? A dance move that's just sex. Pulling out. Expecting a burp and vomiting on the floor. Vomiting mid-blowjob. And Shaquille O'Neal's acting career. Well, hey, kid, stay in school or you're going to end up like Shaquille O'Neal's acting career, which went nowhere. That would be pretty damn scary, but vomiting mid-blowjob is not very good either. Oh, God. I'll have to go that one.
Shazam!
Ah, son of a bitch.
Yeah.
Shaquille O'Neal's acting career.
Woot, woot. I got that round.
Blue Chips. That's a great movie.
MTV's new
reality show features 8 washed up celebrities living with.
Ooh.
Is Mark, who's picking this one? Mark?
Mark.
Yes, I am.
Alright, living with.
Oh. I know.
There we go. I don't have a blank card, unfortunately.
Alright, MTV's new reality show features 8 washed up celebrities living with the hardworking Mexican. A Native American who solves crime by going to a spirit world. What is he, John Redcorn from King of the Hill?
Or the big boob lady from the Simpsons movie.
Leprosy or bigger, blacker dick? Let's see. Okay. I'm just going to pick it. Brock Lesnar!
B-Megs gets that point.
Oh, thank God it wasn't Heath.
Yep.
I thought you were going to play a song like that. Brock!
No, I thought about it. Who's the cards are? None of us?
Logan.
All right, don't forget, beginning this week, Casual Friday will officially become Blank Friday.
I was curious. That Brock Lesnar song that you had on a couple of weeks ago, where'd you find it at?
Smart Mark Roommates.
I'm just sending a link.
Let me see if I can find it.
Don't forget, beginning this week, Casual Friday will officially become an erection that lasts longer than 4 hours Friday. Wearing underwear inside out to avoid doing laundry Friday.
AIDS
Casual
Friday
will become AIDS Friday.
Revenge fucking Friday and Deflowering the Princess Friday. Wow. I know which one.
I remember, Logan.
Yay!
Hey,
AIDS
it wasn't
Friday.
Heat.
Good God.
Damn. That's the question Friday.
It's a terrible one. Whose cards are?
B-Mags.
All right. B-Mags. Little Miss Muffet sat on her tuffet eating her curds and blank.
So, first match we got on Hell in a Cell here. I guess we'll take our picks on this one here.
Nope.
Intercontinental title match. Kevin Owens versus Ryback.
Little Miss Mama Center, Tub and Ear, Curds and My Vagina, Unfathomably Stupidity, Britney Spears of 55, Asians Who Aren't Good at Math, and A Team of Lawyers. Let's see who wins this one. Asians Who Aren't Good at Math.
Yay!
That'd be you, Adrian.
That's me. I take the lead.
Boo.
Blank. That's how I want to die.
Lesnar is here, Brock. Lesnar is here, yes, Brock. Lesnar is here, Brock. Brock.
Lesnar is here,
yeah, Brock.
Lesnar is here, Brock. 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 Lesnar is here,
yes, Brock.
Lesnar is
here, Brock. Brock. Lesnar is here.
Except the days he's not contracted to be.
Alright. Capturing Nugent and Game Grips and forcing him to dance in a monkey suit.
Gee.
Not wearing pants, that's how I want to die. Several Michael Keatons. Anal beads. Graphic violence, adult language, and some sexual content. It's a toss up between two of them here.
Alright.
You know what? I really don't want to die. I really want to die because of this one here.
Yeah.
Graphic violence, adult language, and some sexual content.
A blood piss and vomit leave you in a pool. A blood piss and vomit leave you
in the cards are.
In that pool, yeah.
In his newest and most difficult stunt, David Blaine must escape from blank.
All right, Adrian, what's our first match?
Our first match is Kevin Owens versus Ryback for the Intercontinental title.
Who's keeping track of these? All right, cards are.
All right.
David Blaine must escape from what?
Roland the Farter, flatulence to the king. Escape from a bleached asshole. Escape from pixelated bukkake. Escape from kids with ass cancer. And escape from going to a high school reunion on ketamine.
Yikes.
Yeah, I'm going to go with this one.
Yay!
We're playing the 12, so. So KO against Ryback. I'll go KO.
KO.
My country, tis of thee, sweet land of blank.
If I know Jason, this one will probably win.
Who's keeping track of our picks?
I kinda am.
Okay, so I'll go KO.
I'm gonna go Kevin Owens too.
Rich private life he has, a pretty average private life. Pretty average existence.
He has a pretty average private life. I can't hear anything else now. Pretty average
private. Okay. No one said anything. Pretty normal
life, yeah. I'm gonna take Ryback for this one.
My country tis of the sweet land of the size of my penis. Ambiguous orgasm, binging and purging, vehicular manslaughter, and the basic suffering of all the the size of my penis.
I totally played to the judge on that one.
Totally did.
Yeah.
Oh, here's the Roman Reigns song.
And the Academy Award for blank goes to blank.
Ooh, let's see.
Wait, there's a Roman Reigns song also?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy.
We have... There's a Roman Reigns... The ones that I know is Roman Reigns, Brock Lesnar, and Seth Rollins. We've played the Seth Rollins one, the Brock Lesnar one.
You've played the Brock Lesnar one, last I heard.
That's what I meant.
All right. And the Academy Award for dying goes to Nicolas Cage.
You see, that would make more sense if it was for Sean Bean.
Yeah. Teaching a girl how to hand job the penis to stall it.
Wow.
One night of unforgettable night of passion to Count Chocula.
Yikes.
Whatever you wish, mother. To every ounce of charisma left in Mick Jagger's tired body, or
Nubile Slave Boys.
Wow.
To Nickelback.
Yeah.
You picking one, Mark?
Yeah, got it.
Aww. I like the Stalin one.
I
thought
Nubile Slave Boys and Nickelback was going to take it.
That was mine.
Yeah, that's why I didn't do it.
Peppermint. Here is the church. Here's the steeple. Open the doors, and there is...
He was the smaller guy in the shield. But
can you please... All right, open the doors, and there's the Phantom Girls, my boyfriend's stupid penis, old people smell, my humps, and ripping into a man's chest and pulling out a still beating heart.
You know what, I gotta say, old people smell is probably the most accurate description.
Yeah.
Afronet, what color is your hair?
Did we all pick yet? Heath, who'd you pick? KO or Ryback?
I picked KO.
Okay. My humps, yes. Fuck you guys. I think everyone's, except for...
Mark is Mark. On Ryback Island.
Good job, Mark.
Yeah. What won that last one?
B-Megs is the card czar.
My humps.
Why am I broke?
Hey, Seth. Guess what? We've all seen your dick.
Hey, Seth.
Guess what? We've all seen your dick. Hey, Seth. Guess what? We've all seen your dick. Hey, Seth. Guess what?
Why am I broke? We've the Great Depression, repression, dick, log, overcompensation, and D's nuts.
D's nuts wins. D's nuts usually wins.
I am the card czar. What brought the orgy to a grinding halt? Oh, dear God. Sadly, I have a great card that would be good for this one. Hey, Seth.
Guess what? We've all seen your dick. Hey, Seth. Guess what? We've all seen your dick.
Crippling debt. Erectile dysfunction. A black male in his early 20s, last seen wearing a hoodie, so Mark Jones.
Wait, there's like, pretty much.
The Boy Scouts of America. And Ronald Reagan. Yeah, that's a winner right there.
Oh, God. I'm like, yep, click done.
Goddamn. Blank. Good to the last drop.
Oh, God.
I am the card czar.
This song is still going. Goddamn. What the fuck?
What?
This song is still going. Goddamn. What the fuck? This song is still going. This song has three.
All right, Heath.
That thing that electrocutes your abs. Good to the last drop. A lamprey swimming up the toilet and latching onto your taint. Good to the last drop.
Oh, God, I don't know last time fiery poops were a good thing.
Fiery poops. Good to the last drop. The gray nutrient broth that sustains Mitt Romney. Good to the last drop. Not believing in giraffes. Good to the last drop. I'll go with this one.
Yay, good pick.
Okay, you know what? If you're not going to try, fuck it. I'm not trying. You know what? Here's
what you get. I was having a hard time not laughing because of that stupid song.
Oh, yo mama's so fat. She blinked.
Cat, dog, mouse, toaster, in chair, futon. I ain't
afraid. I got nothing for this. No ghost.
Lucy in the.
Oh, damn it. Oh, our good friend, Jake Capone, showed up a little late. Yo mama's so fat, she the black half of Barack Obama. The devil himself, dying of dysentery. Stuff a face. Yo mama's so fat, she stuff a child's face with Fun Dip until he starts having fun. Ooh, that's a good one, too. The Beach Whale one was pretty good, too. God, I don't know. We'll go to this one and see what happens. All right, there you go.
Yay.
Yo mama's so fat. Jake, we are playing Cards Against Humanity because, frankly, wrestling sucks. We were trying to get people.
Okay.
All right,
I'm
so
a
Jason.
Bitch, I'm a lover. I'm a child. I'm a blank.
All right, our next match here, the New Day versus the Dudley Boys.
Oh, God.
I gotta fucking take the Dudleys.
New Days against Dudleys. I don't like this match. But if I have to pick, and I do have to pick.
I gotta go with the Dudleys on this one.
All right.
I'm picking a New Day.
Mark Jones is a bitch, a lover, a child. I'm blank.
Unlimited soup and salad and breadsticks. Concealing a boner.
I'm a mime.
Having a stroke.
Wow.
A micro penis. Or I'm getting abducted by Peter Pan.
Well, we definitely have a lot more funny ones this time around.
I'm conceding a boner.
Yes. Adrian, here's my pick.
Thank you,
Mark. Would you like to see?
Yes, it is. I'm picking New Day.
Yeah, see, Jake's with me on this one. He's going with Dudley's.
Woo! Goddamn, I love blank.
Who's picking this one?
That Logan's picking. The time is now, the moment is here. Get rid of your fears, no
time for the tears. Because the future is ours, cause we got the power. So Heath picked the Dudleys. I picked the New Day. Who are you picking, Adrian?
I picked the New Day.
Mark, you went with the Dudleys.
Yeah. You
split on this one. Interesting. And in between plays, Jake, we're picking Hell in a Cell.
What the hell?
What?
I clicked on a card and says it doesn't. I don't have it, and I can't click on another card. That sucks.
That's okay. Woo! Goddamn! I love cybernetic enhancements. Nazis subduing a grizzly bear, making her your wife, and home video of Oprah sobbing into a lean cuisine.
Wow,
Nazis wins.
Hey, I'll take it.
That's no fair.
Wow, is Alan here?
I should have called him.
What's the next Happy Meal toy?
Sure.
Wow, yeah, why not? Fast, it sounds like Hammer.
The next Happy Meal toy, ejaculating inside another man's wife. A sex comet from Neptune that plunges the earth into eternal sexiness. Like a million alligators, mad hacky sack skills, and flying robots that kill people. What is the next Happy Meal toy?
That's a good question. I have no idea.
What?
For the next Happy Meal toy. I do know what our next match we're going to talk about is.
Man, hacky sack skills wins.
Orton and Ambrose versus Harper and Strowman.
Orton Ambrose, without a doubt. I don't like Strowman at all.
I like Strowman.
All right, Adrian.
What gives me uncontrollable gas? God damn it. I gotta say, on this one, I think Ambrose and Harper.
That's where I'm going. All right, Adrian, what gives you uncontrollable gas?
Whipping it out. 10 incredible facts about the anus. A gassy antelope. Eating all the cookies before the eggs bake sale. Oh. And passable transvestite.
Wow.
Wow. You know, I always get a little gassy after I eat a lot of sweets, so I guess eating all the cookies before the eggs bake sale wins.
Hey, we have a new player to the game. Capone.
Yeah, we got Capone in the game now.
Yep.
All right.
I'm the card czar. I'm sorry, Professor, but I couldn't complete my homework because of blank.
So Beanbags is going with the Wyatts. Logan goes with the Wyatts to set up the 8-man tag for Survivor Series. I'm going not the Wyatts. Heath is going.
I'm flip-flop, but I'm going the Wyatts.
All right, Heath. Couldn't complete your homework because of what?
Wyatts. All right. Couldn't complete my homework because of a squadron of moles wearing aviator goggles. Poor people. Because of Angels interfering in an otherwise fair baseball game. Because of our new Buffalo chicken dippers. Because of extremely tight pants. Because of butt stuff.
Oh. Sorry, Professor. I couldn't complete my homework because of butt stuff.
Because of, butt stuff.
I'm actually going to go with this one.
Extremely tight pants. All right. Butt stuff. Patient persists with blank, a likely result of blank. And I'm picking. Ooh.
Let's see here. So did we get everybody's pick on that one there? I got everybody was picking, I think, the Wyatts except for you, Jason.
Correct. All right. Presents with an opiateous complex.
Oedipus.
Whatever. Finally finishing off the... Yeah, though. Drinking responsibly, a likely result of falling into the toilet. Yeah. Assholery, result of a unforgettable quinceañera. Teenage pregnancy, because of Neil Diamond's greatest hits.
shitting
all over the floor like a bad, bad girl. A likely result of death by Steven Seagal. And peeing a little bit. And like a result of Batman. Well, if I see Batman, I'd probably pee a little bit too. Oh, God.
I'm Batman.
No, I just peed.
I'm Batman.
God damn it. I'll go this one. Hopefully it's not Heath. It's not. Teenage pregnancy would likely result of the Neil Diamond's greatest hits.
Yeah, that's actually possible.
That is very possible.
Especially in the 70s.
All right. Finally, a service that delivers blank right to your door.
Ooh.
All right, next match I got on the list here is... Nikki Bella versus Charlotte.
God, I hope Charlotte.
I gotta say Charlotte on this one, too.
I really want it to be Charlotte. All right. Finally, a service that delivers inappropriate yodeling right to your door. Motherfucker!
I wonder who did that one.
Oh, God.
A cooler full of organs. A bitch slap. Hitler. Carnies.
Right now, I think Jason's going to be getting a bitch slap. From Mark Jones.
Fuck you.
And he still picks it, of course.
That's fucked up.
It's just too good. Not too.
That's true.
I told you. All
right, Logan, this is the cards are. This is the way the world ends. This is the way the world ends.
Oh, God.
Not with a bang, but with blank.
Sorry, Mark. I'm like, oh, I got a blank card. Done.
Okay. This is the way the world ends, not with a bang, but with a balanced breakfast. With firing a rifle into the air while balls deep in a squealing hog. With the ghost of Marlon Brando. With Sonny D, all right. With bathing in moon's blood and dancing around the ancient oak. Or fucking a corpse back to life. And fucking a corpse back to life one.
Oh, God. You haven't truly lived until you experience blank and blank at the same time. Ooh. All right, we'll try that. So what are we up to? I was laughing. Beanbags, this is not the JBL theme. This was People Power. Mark, are you mad, bro?
I'm fine.
I had to.
Breaking out into song and dance and indescribable loneliness at the same time.
The Chinese gymnastics team and kamikaze pilots at the same time. Whispering all sexy and wiping her butt at the same time. Ew. Crucifixion and a magic hippie love cloud. Chugging a lava lamp and an uppercut at the same time. And ominous. Thank you, background music and flesh-eating bacteria at the same time. Which one's going to win? Who's picking?
That'd be Beanbags.
Beanbags is.
Okay. Crucifixion and magic hippie love cloud wins.
Capone got that point.
Capone now moved into second to last place now, tied with Heath.
All right. Cards are
Jay Capone is the cards are now, and it is how did I lose my virginity?
Oh, let's see.
God, I miss AJ.
If we go blank card and play Juggernaut, you think he'd hit us next time?
Maybe.
You think he'd chop us with chips?
how to lose Natalie Portman. Well, if you're going to lose it, that's losing it in style.
Yeah. Actually taking candy from a baby. The Hamburglar, the eighth graders, George Clooney's Musk, or important news about Taylor Swift. I should have Skyped him in on this one.
Oh, love. I mean, shit, Natalie Portman. Hey.
I mean, the
The Hamburglar.
Oh, God. Attaboy,
I am not doing good.
War. What is it good for?
All right, Adrian, there you go. All right, so we were at Charlotte and Nikki Bella?
Yeah.
Oh, God, Charlotte, I hope.
I think everybody went Charlotte on that one.
Yeah, I hope so. I didn't officially make my pick because I was too busy laughing.
War, what is it good for? Two whales fucking the shit out of each other. A homoerotic volleyball montage. Unquestioning obedience. Nothing. Catapults and power. I mean, everything's good for two whales fucking the shit out of each other.
I thought for sure nothing would win. This is a war. What's it good for?
Absolutely nothing.
If it had been absolutely nothing, probably would have won. But two whales fucking the shit out of each other. All right,
on the cards are. As part of his daily regimen, Anderson Cooper sets aside 15 minutes for blank.
We were at someone's house playing this game. And well, the person shall remain nameless. But you were there, Heath. It was someone's housewarming party. And we had this idiot that was actually trying to play the game, like legitimately play the game.
I remember.
And it was like, you're fucking stupid.
All right. He sets aside 15 minutes for making the penises kiss. Pretending to care. For getting caught up in the crossfire.
Balls.
Wearing an octopus for a hat. Or a gender identity that can only be conveyed through slam poetry.
Fuck is slam poetry.
Knowing how Anderson Cooper swings, it's got to go with this one.
Yeah. Well, you could have went with balls also.
Balls would have been good. What's a scorecard? I can't see the scores.
I have 6 points. You and Mark Jones are tied at 5 points.
Okay. Honey, I have a new role play I want to try tonight. You can be blank and I'll be blank.
Oh,
God.
No.
This.
Every time HBK's music is played, everyone around the world knows that it's your voice, Sherry, that's screaming Shawn Michaels' name. I mean, Shawn Michaels thinks he's so great because he sang his own song. Well, Shawn,
all right. You can be a mulatto, an albino, a mosquito in my libido, and I'll be a crappy little hand. Another goddamn vampire movie, and I'll be the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. 72 Virgins and The Light of a Billion Suns, The Female Orgasm in slow motion, Jean-Claude Van Damme and A Burmese Tiger Pit, and Aaron Burr, and I'll be Figgy Pudding. God, you guys, none of these are great. Yeah, we'll go that one.
Woohoo!
Son of a bitch.
Finally. I was beginning to think I was not going to get any more points.
Adventure. Romance. Blank. From Paramount Pictures. Blank.
Let's see. From Paramount Pictures.
Oh, boy. Adventure, romance, golden showers, a horse with no leg, Michelle Obama's arms, $5 foot long, doing the right stuff to her nipples, sports, man meat, RoboCop, a turd, medieval times dinner and tournament, usually assured destruction, the KKK.
Yeah.
Alright, so Man Meat, I think, was in RoboCop. I'm not certain. I don't remember.
Wasn't RoboCop actually made by Paramount Pictures, too?
I think it was.
Yeah, it was.
That was Miramax, but I think it was Paramount also. I'm not sure.
Fucking Miramax.
I know.
Yes! God damn it.
Damn it.
Why couldn't you just pick RoboCop, Mark? God damn it.
Anything but that one. Alright, when I was a kid, we used to play Cowboys and Blanks.
Oh, I wish I had a blank card. Oh, there's something about Tony Romo here.
It's not my pick.
Then I'll say something about, where is it? About Jerry Jones, then.
It's still not my pick.
Oh.
I'm not the card, dumbass. Pick. When I was a kid, I used to play Cowboys and the Hipsters, Being Rich, Jewish Fraternities, Giant Sperm from Outer Space, The Mere Concept of Applebee's, and Zeus's Sexual Appetites. Cowboys and Zeus's Sexual Appetites.
Original RoboCop was actually Orion Pictures.
We used to play Cowboys and Giant Sperm from Outer Space. Cowboys and Hipsters. There you
Yay!
Go.
There are no hipsters about Romo. I was saying Being Rich. That would have been Jerry Jones. That wasn't your
What's
pick.
What's fun until it gets weird?
Yeah, we'll go with this one.
I have shit for cards right now.
Sure.
What's fun until it gets weird? Passing a kidney stone. Filling every orifice with butterscotch pudding. The Amish, the Kool-Aid Man, nunchuck moves, and being fat and stupid. Who's the card czar?
The card czar is, I believe, B-Mags.
The Kool-Aid,
Man.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. There's a lot of us at five.
Capone's the card czar.
How am I maintaining my relationship status? Oh.
Dream enough, man, 95.
There you go. A surprising amount of hair. Doing it in the butt. Throwing a virgin into a volcano. Getting so angry that you pop a boner. Shutting the fuck up. And 40 acres and a mule.
Well, if it's a real relationship, truly a relationship, shutting the fuck up is probably the right answer.
Getting so angry that you pop a boner. Wow.
I will take it.
Dang it, Adrian.
All right, Adrian, here you go.
What has been making life difficult at the nudist colony? God. I would say that it also if you had to get so angry, you pop a boner would be a great card to play here, too. Oh, let's see.
So wonderful.
Or the maestro.
Can you believe I actually got that just for
you? So, guys, who do you think's winning, Undertaker or Brock Lesnar?
Oh, God. It's got to be Undertaker.
It better be Taker.
What has been making life difficult in news colony, Adrian?
Samuel L. Jackson, my machete, Barack Obama, the boomers of the Ellery. No clothes on, penis and vagina. And Terry Funk.
Yikes.
Oh, man.
There's a lot
there's
of
good
ones.
There's some good ones there.
The boners of the elderly. No clothes on, penis, and vagina. The boners of the elderly wins.
Yeah. Yeah, it does.
That makes everything difficult.
On the cards are pick two. Oprah's book of the month is blank for blank. A story of hope.
Yeah, I'm just gonna throw some shit out there. Sure. I'm thinking, yeah, it's going to have to be Taker. I don't see how it would, well, man, I don't know. I'll go Taker.
I mean, for my theory to come true about the Undertaker going after the world title, he has to win, so I'm going to go Undertaker.
All right, Heath.
All right, Synergistic Management Solutions for Words, 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 Story of Hope. Screaming Like a Maniac for a Testicular Torsion, A Story of Hope. A Web of Lies for Kale, A Story of Hope. The Hustle for the Homosexual Agenda, A Story of Hope. A Possible Muslim for God, A Story of Hope.
New Age story.
New Age Music for Queefing, A Story of Hope.
Hey, I'll take it. I did not think that was going to
so
win.
So racist.
Yeah, it is.
That's just like, I mean, it fits perfect.
As king, how will I keep the peasants in line? Dude in the butt would work if you had that one. Pete's favorite song.
I got used to it.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Is he still with the company?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think he went back to this gimmick, too.
How's Adam Rose doing? I heard he took a pretty major bump there.
Adam Rose, yeah, he got hurt, but Bell knocked. How will I keep the peasants in line? Panty raids. Underlinking genital punishment. Whining like a little bitch. Bitches. An ether soaked rag and 3 consecutive seconds of happiness. Do 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 man.
Waiting on Jason to pick one.
Yeah, there's your winner. Unrelenting genital punishment.
Damn it.
Ouch.
I mean, if it was true, I mean, Jason is, he would try to keep Penn's line by whining like a little bitch.
Ooh, my ass.
Holy all shit. Right. This
draw
is a big
three. 2 and pick 3.
You guys, I saw this. Oh, it's
wait,
you.
Wait, 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 wait.
Go for
you
it.
You guys, I saw this crazy movie last night. It opens on blank, and there's some stuff about blank, and it ends with blank.
All right, let's see what we got here. Let's see. All right, there you go.
I'm not even really sure what I played just now, so.
God, have fun.
Oh, God, it opens on. Jesus Christ, there's too many.
Okay.
It opens on September 11, 2001.
What the fuck?
What? Which one?
Oh my God.
December 11, 2001. Whipping a sassy black woman.
And what then there's some stuff about whipping a disobedient slave and ends with a sassy black one.
That's got to be a Tyler Perry movie, right?
Yeah, it sounds like a Tyler Perry movie.
It opens on Texas. Then there's some stuff about a middle-aged man on roller skates and ends with a slidey, shittier parallel universe. Grammar Nazis who are regular Nazis. Incest and ends with picking up girls at the abortion clinic. A thermonuclear detonation. Authentic Mexican cuisine and ends with a subscription to Men's Fitness. Opens on former President George W. Bush. A little bit of chunks of dead prostitute and ends on terrorists. And smoking crack, for instance.
That's a true story, though.
A man who is so cool he rides on a motorcycle and ends with lots and lots of abortions.
The George Bush one sounds way too much like a true story.
Yeah.
I'm going to take it.
Yes.
God damn it, Mark.
Damn it. Millions of dollars.
Fandango did wrestle Adam Rose when he got hurt.
What am I giving up for Lent?
And the cards are is Logan.
Uh,
Everybody.
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 All right, what am I giving up for Lynn? Lockjaw, The Low Standard of Living, All the Single Ladies, 50,000 Volts, Straight to the Nipples, Praying the Gay Away, and Pussy. I repeat, Pussy. What other matches we got, Adrian?
Let's see here. We have Seth Rollins versus Kane.
All right.
Hey, I won that one. Yay.
Damn it.
Well, I would have to say probably Seth Rollins wins that one. Or Seth Rollins leaves with the title.
B-Max is the car czar.
What's making things awkward in the sauna? Damn it. Pussy would have worked there, too. A sex goblin with a carnival penis. Pac-Man uncontrollably guzzling cum. The Milkman, interspecies marriage, a spontaneous conga line, and Toni Morrison's vagina.
Okay.
What's making things awkward in the sauna? You know, Logan brought up a good point. A sex goblin with a carnival penis. Adrian, you're a point away from winning.
I am a point away from winning.
Damn it.
Damn.
Only two things in life are certain, death and blank. Who are you picking, Adrian?
I'm going to go with Seth Rollins walking out with the title.
Heath.
I'm going to say Kane wins by DQ. Seth leaves the title.
I agree.
I'm kind of thinking more along that
line. I can see
Kane
winning by DQ and then Sheamus leaving with the title too, though.
Only two things are certain in life. Death and social justice warriors with flamethrowers of compassion. Out of this world, bazongas. Multiple stab wounds. An overwhelming variety of cheeses. Special musical guest share and a disappointing birthday party. Man. Rollins wins. Disappointing birthday party. Goes to
B-Mags. Yay, who was that one? That was B-Mags. All right, don't worry, kid. It gets better. I've been living with blank for 20 years.
What the fuck?
Oh, let me see that Tootsie Roll.
Oh, Kane, Logan wants to know what good point did Logan bring up. Kane wants to set up Undertaker versus Survivor, Kane and Survivor Series. Don't worry, kid, it gets better. I've been living with blank for 20 years. And take it away.
All right, we have Sarah Palin for 20 years, Robert Downey Jr. for 20 years, staring at Jason Heath for 20 years, black people for 20 years, and the Chronic. Wow, what's worse, Jason Heath or black people?
No. Wait, what?
Sadly, I want to give the edge to Sarah to Jason Heath.
Thank you.
No. just to let you know, I pick black people.
I would have thought that was Mark Jones.
Oh. All right, Heath.
To prepare for his upcoming role, Daniel Day-Lewis immersed himself in the world of blank.
I don't have anything good here. Have we all picked this one?
I think the majority of us have agreed that Seth Rollins is leaving with the title.
Do we
At least he's beating Kane. I'm the only person I think that said Sheamus is going to leave with the title.
Oh, fuck, I forgot about that. Yeah, that can set up Rollins' face turn. Yeah, there's a cash in. Why not?
Daniel Day-Lewis immersed himself in the world of seppuku. The world of you must construct additional pylons. The world of a whole lot of woman. The world of the Tempur-Pedic Swedish sleep system. World of Santa Claus. Or the world of eating Tom Selleck's mustache to gain his powers.
Aru, filling up.
Gave the edge to beanbags on that one. Eating Tom Selleck's mustache to gain his powers.
Ugh, God. I went from blank to blank, all things to blank. Any other matches we need to talk about?
Not really, I don't think.
Okay. So you're going to play three cards on this one.
Okay, they're up.
I went from a man in yoga pants with a ponytail and feather earrings to the way white people is, all thanks to Grandpa's ashes. I went from manservant Claude, my manservant Claude, to not reciprocating oral sex, all thanks to a brain tumor. Eating together like a goddamn family for once, to nipple blades, all thanks to pictures of boobs, a collection of high-tech sex toys, to being awesome at sex, all thanks to Hulk Hogan. Crazy opium eyes. To the hiccups, all thanks to the unbelievable reward of mushrooms, and making a pouty face, to getting hilariously gang-banged by the Blue Man Group, all thanks to parting the Red Sea.
There's a lot wrong in that last one.
Yeah, B-Max wins it because of Hulk Hogan.
I was going to say, whoever played the Hulk Hogan one probably is the winner on that one.
Stay young, brother. What you going to do? During his midlife crisis, my dad really got into
I couldn't handle Tootsie Roll anymore. That was like a 9-minute version of that song.
Cesaro.
Good Cesaro music.
The one that sounds like Dean Malenko's old theme song.
Kind of, yeah.
I'm going to see if reloading will help me out here.
All right.
All right. During his midlife crisis, my dad really got into men. Dancing with a Broom. Christopher Walken. The Swim Team. All at once.
Yeah.
The euphoric rush of strangling a drifter. The secret formula of ultimate female satisfaction.
B-Max, I don't have Desperado on here. What did your dad really get into, Mark?
I don't know. Well, I'll say this one.
The Swim Team, all at once.
It was one hell of a feat.
I'm sure it was. Having the worst day ever. Hashtag blank.
And Logan's cards are.
Yeah, let's see how this one does.
I'm also trying to ditch cards. Jeez.
Yeah, no. How many decks did you put in here, Adrian?
One main deck and then four expansions and then 30 blank cards.
30 blank cards. Wow. Having the worst day ever. Hashtag the color of puce. WWE Raw. Seeing my village burned and my family slaughtered before my eyes. Ethnic cleansing. Bees? And the Gulagas?
I have no idea.
I have no clue what the hell that is. Worst day ever. Hashtag. Blink. Seeing my village burned and my family slaughtered before my eyes.
Capone wins that one.
Worst day ever. Hashtag Juggernaut Jones sucks. with enough time and pressure, blank will turn into blank. Well, let's try it in this order.
With enough time and pressure, the white half of Barack Obama will turn into Ted Parents. Cutting off the flamingo's leg with garden shears will turn into hot people. The K's will turn into the 8K warlocks who dictate the rules of fashion.
Wow. Dead babies.
Dead babies will turn into catastrophic urethral trauma. Genghis Khan's DNA will turn into cock. And laying an egg will turn into Muhammad. Praise be unto him.
Wow.
Capone wins with the gays, the 8 gay warlocks who dictate the rules of fashion.
Capone is coming out of nowhere.
All right, you've seen the bearded lady. You've seen the ring of fire. Now, ladies and gentlemen, feast your eyes upon blank. Oh, God. This is terrible. I got fucking nothing.
Feast your eyes upon Sean Penn. Feast your eyes on the Finding Waldo. Feast your eyes upon sucking all of the milk out of a yak. Feast your eyes upon pizza in the morning, pizza in the evening, pizza in summertime. Feast your eyes upon my dad's dumb fucking face and genital piercings.
Nice.
Yes, I won. God, I needed that.
Help me, doctor. I've got blank in my butt. God damn it, really?
I want to be WWE champion for one reason only. It proves that when I step in this ring, there is nobody better than Daniel Bryan.
Well, what have you got in your butt, Adrian?
I'm about to find out. Patty Mayonnaise. A fetus.
Hey, Dom.
Morpheus. Morpheus. Gandalf. The entire Mormon Tabernacle Choir and checking live bees, and then bees are angry. Wow. I've got Gandalf in my butt, I guess.
Tells your poop you shan't pass.
Yeah.
The cards are: the Japanese have developed a smaller, more efficient version of blank.
Smaller, more efficient version of blank. God damn it, I'm still 30 points away. I need one guy to score like 30 points tomorrow to win.
That's not going to happen.
Have you seen the stupid scoring Richard's done? It's very possible.
Who are we waiting for?
Me.
The World Wrestling Federation for over 50 years. Oh, you waited too long.
Aww.
Alright, the Japanese have developed a smaller, more efficient version of a zero-risk way to make $2,000 from home. A smaller, more efficient version of tiny nipples. Smaller, more efficient version of a sweet spaceship. The amount of gay I am. Or hope.
Yay, I win.
God damn it.
Sweet spaceship.
And that's
next would have been tiny nipples.
Alright, Jason, break the glass.
Alright, let me find it here. Hold on. Well, congratulations, Adrian. You won, and you made Heath not win.
Yeah, sadly, I didn't get the good points. So, should you be playing something?
Do what?
Don't you have to play something for Heath?
Oh, yeah, hold on.
It's all there, black and white, clear as crystal. You get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.
Thank you, Gene Wilder.
You know, he's been...
He sounded a little bit meaner there because you almost skipped him.
Well, no, he's been down here for like a week because I forgot to play him last week, too.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, he's a little pissed.
Yeah, okay, that explains
it. So, yeah. Anyway, Capone wants a rematch. Capone, next time we do this, we will invite you as well. We do this, what, every couple of months, and it's usually on when there's not really anything to talk about. Yeah. Or just really, like, I'm not going to lie, we were on the edge of calling the show and just like, I don't want to fucking do a show because there's nothing to talk about. Sometimes we'll do that, too, instead of calling the show. So...
I think it's better for us to do the cards rather than just call the show.
Yeah, it's fan interaction. We have fun with you guys.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Absolutely.
What do we got coming up on the network, Adrian?
Oh, we got some shows and stuff. Check out the Walkabout tomorrow morning at like 5 a.m. You can also check out Shooting from the Hip, which goes on the air before us, and we'll be doing the pre-show for Hell in a Cell next week. Check out Respect the Mat. That'll be up for download here soon. You can hear me and Greg talk about Bad Blood 97.
I think it is up.
I heard that was a pretty good one.
Yeah, me and Greg, we had a fun time. I was reliving and giving him some moments and talking about some of the crowd stuff that was going on while I was there.
Oh, that's right, you were there. Forgot about that.
But yeah, definitely check that out. Check out all the great articles and news written by Paul Jordan. Keep an eye on the website as some changes are coming up soon. That's all I got here. Check the Twitters and the Facebooks for more information.
You can also like us on Facebook, subscribe to us on iTunes. You can follow us at The Hour Bomb on the Twatters. You can send us emails at thehourbomb@gmail.com. You can also send me suggestions for Jizz Jams. You can send that to me in a private message. Don't send it to the email because Heath has access to that. Ken was being stupid and sent us a bunch of stupid emails. We just chose to not get to him tonight. We'll get to him next week. Maybe, if we remember.
Well, I mean, he didn't even show up tonight anyway, so...
Yeah, I know.
There was no point in us trying to go over that stuff if he's not here.
Well, you're right, but... let's see. Also, check out our friends at WPW Wrestling at WPWPro.com. Their next show again, November 6th from Jerseyville, Illinois, at the something center. I can't fucking remember what the hell it is. But anyway, it's a Friday night. Come down. We'll have some fun. Yep. It's going to be a Survivor Series match with WPW against the Legion. Is someone fucking snoring? Mark, are you asleep?
No, I'm up.
Adrian, is that you? Adrian, is that you?
No, it wasn't me. Mark, were you literally snoring?
No.
Someone was snoring.
It definitely sounded like somebody was snoring.
Like, is Mark fucking asleep?
I wasn't asleep. What the fuck?
It was okay. Someone was snoring. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
Anyway. Yeah, WPW against the Legion. And, yeah, I got some payback to dish out to some motherfucker, so... we'll see what happens there. Tickets on sale.
You better go get some good protection. You know, practice your blowjobs.
I don't need protection because my good buddy Jake Capone's going to be there. He's not called the hitman for a reason.
I'll have my camera with me to take some camera shots.
Yes.
And hopefully, Jake, I will get some more action shots of you this time.
Not the first black man to fall asleep on the job.
Oh, wow.
That was not me. Anyway, tickets. On sale now. There you go. I like that. Yeah. Anyway, I got nothing else. Let's see. Yeah, I got nothing. So let's see here. Let's do. I didn't hit that button. I hit this button.
You hit no button.
There you go. Unless anyone else has anything to say. But you good, Heath?
Yep, I'm cool.
You good, Adrian?
Yep.
You good, Mark?
Fucking fantastic.
You good? Okay, good. All right, good. So then we Once again, I'm your host, the illustrious Jason Albert, saying adios, motherfuckers. Time to go kiss some hands and shake some babies.
The big bad booty daddy. The big Adrian Masters goes off to find a smile.
Hope you die from herpes.
The Jizzmopper.
Sweet Heath, Jason Heath, saying so long.
And the man that makes our show 25% blacker.
I disagree.
What? You do?
It's a new day. Yes.
Did you want me to say 3/5 of a co-host?
Okay, no.
Okay. So, the one and only, Microsoft's only, Mark Jones.
It's a new day. Yes, it is.
Good night, everybody.
We will try to do this again next week. We'll do this again next week because we got your Hell in a Cell or post show next
yes,
week.
Yes, that is correct.
What the hell was I doing? Oh, yeah. We will try to do this again next week. Until then, oh, thanks everyone for coming out. You've been
Our Bomb.
Deuces.
God damn it. Of course I want to play the fucking song and it's got a goddamn commercial rolling in front of it. What the fuck?
Roman Reigns, the guy with the biggest pecs. Roman Reigns, the guy who has lots of sex. Roman Reigns, the guy with the wettest hair. Roman Reigns, the guy who just doesn't care. Roman Reigns, the guy with a lot of class. Roman Reigns, the guy who will kick your ass. Dressed in black, Roman Reigns, the guy who has got your back. Roman Reigns, the guy with a sweet goatee. Roman Reigns, a good friend to you and me. He will punch you, he will spear you. He will punch you, he will spear you. He will punch you, he will spear you. He will punch you. Leave that! Roman Reigns, the guy who is not that bad. Roman Reigns, the guy whose tattoos are rad. Roman Reigns, the guy has a decent car. Roman Reigns, his cousin's a movie star. And I believe that. Oh, I believe that. Yes, I believe that. Man, I believe that. Oh, I believe that. Yes, I believe that. Oh, I believe that. Don't you? Roman Reigns, he's dressed like a prison guard. Roman Reigns, his promos are on flashcards. Roman Reigns, he's black, sort of, I think. Roman Reigns, I'd like to buy him a drink. He's not the basis for Metallica. 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 That's Robert Trujillo.